Hey guys, Kirk Short here with the Wichita Home Team at Keller Williams Signature Partners. And this is going to be our next episode of Real Conversations with Kirk Short. And as you can see next to me, I am honored to have the Honorable Mayor Jeff Longwell that's with me today.
Thank you, Kirk.
So we're going to take some time and we're going to talk about what's going on with the city. The mayor's done some wonderful things in his tenure working for our city, and hopefully that continues in re-election. I expect that it's going to.
Well, we feel like we have a lot to share.
Well, I know you do. So what I want to talk about in this episode is a little bit about what's going on with aviation in Wichita.
Sure.
We just recently had our next big announcement of about 1,000 new jobs with Textron.
Right.
And kind of what's going on with aerospace. And then I want to talk about this renaissance that's happening in Wichita. Because there's lots of exciting things and
absolutely,
what you feel that impact is going to be on, frankly, the housing, because it's a tight market.
It is a tight market right now.
So first things first, jobs.
So certainly we have focused on trying to diversify our workforce and really targeting some other opportunities. We've seen it with some call centers. We've certainly seen it in the medical profession and expanded our footprint in a wide variety of different non-aviation jobs. But aviation's coming back also. But you know what I really like seeing is the diversification that's in happening in aviation jobs. So we've seen Spirit expand their footprint and get into non-commercial sales in a in a variety of different ways. We're seeing them do more military aircraft again, and which they hadn't done for a long time since really they divested themselves of Boeing. And then Textron the same way. We're seeing Textron take off on a number of different fronts that includes their business jet, but some other opportunities, and they certainly announced that they're hiring 1,000. Textron, Spirit's added nearly 2,500 jobs in the last 2 years, and between the call centers and the non-aviation jobs, Johnson Controls announced that they're hiring and adding to their footprint and trying to buy up as much land and expand their manufacturing up there on the north end of Wichita that they can. And it's just exciting to see, from startups to companies that have been around for years. And it really started 4 years ago when Cargill made the decision to stay in Wichita, which I think both gave us a bit of a source of pride that hey, we can compete with the Dallases and Denvers and Chicagos and Kansas Cities because they said we're calling Wichita home. And it's really helped other companies that now have a better understanding of what they can expect from Wichita. And you know, we've always had tremendous pride that the two largest privately held companies have had a presence here between Coke and Cargill, but seeing the diversification of jobs is exciting.
Let me ask you this. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. We've got a pretty low unemployment in Wichita to begin with, right?
Right.
And anytime we have hiring of what I consider major sector jobs, that has a big trickle down effect into other jobs. What have you sat there and found to be the reality in our market when you have a Textron hiring 1,000 jobs? What's that ratio we tend to see?
So the reality is when Textron and Spirit and companies like that add jobs, it's about a 3-to-1 factor for their supply line that is going to impact, and then non-aviation jobs that will follow because the service sector jobs. And so they typically have a 3-to-1 multiplier effect on our community. And so we know that there'll be, you know, in fact, our biggest fear right now is making sure that we can continue to get people to both stay in Wichita and come to Wichita, because we need to fill these jobs. So we have a couple of programs that we've been able to initiate since I've been mayor that I'm pretty proud of. One of them is a youth employment project that 4 years ago we only had 100 high school youth that were involved in it. This year we will have maybe as many as 3,000.
Oh, really?
So we think that we'll go well over 2,000 that we will train soft skills to and have jobs placement for at least 1,000 of them. But we're getting kids coming to us from every area high school that has now heard of this project, and they're excited, and it gives them experiences that they wouldn't otherwise have. And Spirit and Textron and some of our major employers have for the first time ever gotten on board, and they're hiring many of these young people during the summer, and happy to do it because it's opened up new avenues for them too. And so it's helped with a new entire pipeline of young people that can fill jobs. And so that's exciting to see that program. We have some other programs where we provide job skills training and placement for people that need a hand up. And we've been targeting some low-income neighborhoods to help those that need a little extra help, and that's been successful. And but more importantly, we need 4 years ago the cry was we need more jobs. Today we need people
and housing.
So certainly we're hearing from a number of different folks in the housing industry that probably the biggest issue today is that kind of that starter house market. There's just not enough stock, and there's a real shortage. And I understand some of that. If you're building a home and you only make so much per every home, oftentimes these builders want to build in a little bit higher price range, and we're seeing a lot of activity in that, you know, 300,000 and up, but it's left a void in that starter home price range.
It's left a big void, and you know, I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot of stuff to help that process, because that's just part of retaining jobs and things like that, is making sure that we help all of that. When you talk about keeping talent in Wichita and recruiting talent to Wichita, one of the things is having amenities for people in Wichita. And we've seen a lot of changes here lately, right? We've seen a lot of pride. You and me did a little Cruising with Kirk episode earlier, and we were talking about, you know, it's neat to go around Wichita and sit there and see all the Wichita flags. And not just people flying them, but they're incorporating it with their businesses, their logos on their buildings. They're wearing their shirts. I was in Costa Rica with a group of friends, and you know, part of them, I mean, that's all they did. They were wearing Wichita, I love Wichita, that type of shirts and stuff. And it's neat to sit there and see that.
And it's really just taken off in the last couple of years. I mean, the flag's been around since 1930s.
So I've learned in the last couple of years that that's the case.
Yeah, but it's just become that source of pride for people. And it's, as you mentioned, you can find it on about every apparel that you can imagine that people wear. And you know, from coffee cups to hats to t-shirts to garage doors that people are painting on their garage door. And, you know, I have a ball marker that has the Wichita flag on it. And so it's just a great source of pride, and great that we have that in our community. But you're exactly right. We need those things to encourage that next generation to choose Wichita, because there are choices for them, certainly in the Midwest. But as we continue to encourage the next generation to choose Wichita, we have to focus on the built environment. We don't have mountains, we don't have oceans.
Yeah.
But what we can do is offer a number of amenities, certainly a great place to call home, we get that. But we need places where people wanna socialize and entertain and hang out with their friends. And so for many, it's a great place to hang out, a safe place to hang out. So we've added 60 commissioned officers just in the last 3 years to ensure the public's going to be safe. For some, it's a a nice place to ride a bike and walking trails. And so we're investing $1.5 million every other year to improve our walking trails. And for others, it's enhancing the river corridor. And so today you can go down to the river and rent a watercraft or rent a bike and ride up and down the trails or get in the water and kayak. And
absolutely.
Our park board has paddleboard classes in the summer.
And yep.
So you can go learn how to exercise on a paddleboard. And then WSU's rowing team had their first event down on the river recently. And, you know, they housed their shells down there on the river right there next to the ballpark and the new River Vista apartment complex that has the boat and bike rental and a place for WSU to store their shells for their rowing team. And I love seeing that activity.
I remember seeing all that stuff. I used to love, when I was younger, seeing the rowing teams down there. I used to, we had this time where the river was great and then the river went south, and seeing the river come back is great. I love the ballpark and what's going to happen with that and all of the growth around that. So, you know, when I've talked with a lot of people, we talk about this sort of renaissance with Wichita, right?
Right.
We're going through this big, really neat evolution. It's a great time to be a Wichitan and see all of the stuff that's happening. So we've got, we were talking about the Northeast Corridor up near Greenwich and all the stuff that was happening there.
Absolutely.
Riverwalk, downtown, you know, where, you know, Dave Burke sort of started this evolution in Wichita.
With Old Town, right?
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you have all this investment, not just by Dave, but by lots and lots of other people. The Delano District, oh my gosh.
Has taken off.
It is. It's amazing.
Place to hang out.
It is. Kudos to Occidental for coming out and doing what they did with a lot of the buildings there and really helping to prove to other investors that Wichita is viable. More importantly, Wichita is exciting. People are willing to spend money. They're willing to entertain. They're willing to do things. The Intrust Bank Arena, all of the concerts stuff.
Absolutely.
And tell me if I'm wrong. We've got one of the top venues in the country relative to arenas like this for the number of events over the course of the year.
And it's been very successful.
And who would have thought in Wichita, Kansas?
Right. But so from, as we mentioned earlier, the art scene, Final Friday and all of that that's happening. And of course, the art on Commerce Street just near the arena. And so certainly just a whole different vibe and excitement that's in Wichita today versus just four short years ago when we didn't have a new library and we didn't see the investment on the Douglas Corridor Avenue and didn't have a new Cargill building or Union Station or Spaghetti Warehouse or Hilton Garden Inn or Douglas Place Apartments or River Vista Apartments or, and now an investor has bought the old state office building and they want to put some new and exciting people in that building and invest hundreds of millions of dollars in our core and more announcements to follow. You're just seeing a lot of investments happening in this city from east to west, north to south, and certainly in the core of the city. And so it is an exciting time and certainly an exciting time to be mayor. And we have a really good council that that understands it also. And so that's what I was really pleased with all of the work that it took to bring baseball here. At the end of the day, it was a unanimous vote and a motion made by the vice mayor, Jeff Blueball, and Councilmember Claycomb that led that charge. And people are excited.
It is. You know, it's funny with politics how, you know, people get caught up sometime in the minutiae things and sometimes forget about the big picture of what a lot of this does. And it's a lot of give and take.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you're good cop, sometimes you're bad cop. But the reality is I feel that our city and our city leaders are truly trying to do what's best for our city.
So what I will say is sometimes making sausage is not a pretty sight.
But it can taste good.
But it can taste really good. And so sometimes politics can look like that, you know, and it can be challenging. And it can be difficult at times, but the end result is worth it. And as I said, it probably took 10 years off my life, but 10 years well worth it because our community is going to be a better place.
Well, I had mentioned to you earlier, I am really impressed with the fact that it seems like our city leaders, whether it's yourself or city council or just people that work with the city, are very open to interacting with your constituents.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it seems like in other markets it's not. Other markets it's just the good old boys club and those are the only people with access. But I really think that anybody who would like access or would like their voice to be heard really has an opportunity to be heard. And I know you guys have started a lot of focus groups and initiatives for people to do that. So if people are listening, and I hope they are, and I know they are.
Absolutely.
How can somebody get involved truly with our city or find out what's available?
So we really encourage involvement. You know, we have district advisory boards that the council appoint people to, and we have a number of different committees that we put people on. And, you know, I get to place people on a number of different committees, including the library board and Metropolitan Area Planning Commission that we get to put people on. And, you know, it's made up of regular citizens that want to make a difference. And, you know, from our bike and walk committees to our transit committee that serves our community and just wants to make our community a better place, we encourage involvement. And if time is a difficult thing to find, we have evening meetings that people can participate in. And I have a monthly walk along. Well, if you just want to come and share your thoughts with the mayor, we get out into different parks every month and do a simple hour walk with the mayor. And you don't need to have an agenda or an appointment. You can just show up. And, you know, I try and do a several radio stations a week just to get our message out. I do a weekly press conference, had one earlier today. And then I do a call-in show every month on KPTS Channel 8, call the mayor. And
I saw that.
And getting great feedback from that. And we want to be accessible and we want the community to have access to us. So we certainly appreciate you allowing us another venue to share our message and meet different constituents out there. And so it's truly a pleasure and we encourage that. And we appreciate you doing this.
Well, I thank you. I'm passionate about our city. I want people to sit there and honestly know a lot more about what we have and where we go. I do my Wichita Hometown Highlights because that series, you know, we did a whole deal on the library. It's amazing what the new library has in it and has available.
It's a gorgeous facility.
It is. We're talking about the brewery scene.
We have great microbreweries.
Oh, my gosh. We did a whole deal, you know, talking about that and using the queue line, which is an incredible resource that costs us nothing. And there's all these little things that people just don't think about. Wichita State University.
Innovation campus that's taken off.
It's
awesome.
Finding how they've got collaborations with the library with what is it, Go Create?
Right. Which is really nice space.
People, if you're listening to this and you've thought about, you know, doing how do I do 3D printing or laser engraving or a whole plethora of other stuff, here's this place that will help you teach you
right.
For
give you access to all of the equipment
for next to nothing,
right?
Just to learn and innovate. Wichita is an entrepreneurial city,
and we encourage that, and we're seeing that happen with some new makerspace that's was announced this week. That's going in the old Printing Incorporated space. And
so, what's that going to do? Tell me about that.
So the new makerspace, and I just have a small understanding. It's a couple that has decided to call Wichita home, and And they were from the tech industry and did very well, and it enabled them to retire at a fairly young age, and they want to donate their time and help that next generation of entrepreneur potentially help them with their inventions to get it to marketplace. And so they've started this new makerspace that they're investing in, and they're going to give their time freely to it. And that's exciting because you have people that care enough to make a difference, and they're wanting to encourage others to be successful and not necessarily take any profit from it. So they get the satisfaction of helping others. And that's when that's Wichitans, you know, to see people with that kind of spirit where they just want to give others an opportunity to be successful because they've already been successful and they don't need the money.
Yep.
But they still want to encourage others. And so that's it just goes along with the slogan that recently was adopted by McConnell Air Force Base, because it's we're fortunate to have it in our city. They come here not knowing what Wichita is or about.
Yep.
And so just a few years ago, about the same time our flag was taking off, they have a new slogan.
What's that?
Here by chance, stay by choice. Yep. And I think that sums up our city very well.
Yeah,
here by chance, stay by choice.
A lot of people don't realize that the amount of people that retire from the Air Force and stay in Wichita once they've been able to visit Wichita.
Because they just fall in love with our city.
They do. So I want to finish this up. You're coming up for re-election.
I am.
And I really hope and I really expect that you're going to be around through the re-election and maintain this office. So for those that are listening, why do you want to stay, and what do you hope to achieve in this next re-election?
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and certainly we just want to continue to grow a city that we love. My wife and I will be celebrating our 39th wedding anniversary this year.
That's awesome.
Three wonderful kids, all very successful, and all three of our children are married, and we have now three granddaughters, and we truly just want what's best for our community, and an opportunity to guide it as a real blessing that we've had. And we want that next generation to choose Wichita. We want our kids to continue to choose Wichita. And so we do it because we love our city so much and want to continue to see it thrive and grow and find opportunities. And so we're excited. We don't feel like our work's done yet, and we still have a little bit more that we can give before I'm kicked to the curb at some point in time and let that next generation jump in here. And I tell people all the time, my kids are so much smarter than I ever thought I was, and so it's refreshing. And so I'm very comfortable with eventually that next generation taking over, and we'll be in a good place. When people are worried about what's happening today, you don't need to be. There's some very bright people out there that we can feel comfortable with, but we think that we have a couple more years of being able to give back to this community, and I want to be able to do that and continue to encourage the kind of development and momentum that we're seeing right now.
That is awesome. We're at the end of our podcast here. And I want to thank the mayor for taking this time to share your thoughts and talk about what's happening in the city. I want to thank everybody that's listening in to this podcast, and really just make sure that if you're not following us on Facebook or YouTube, please follow us. If you have other content and topics about the city, things you would like to see, please reach out to us. Comment and let us know. Comment with questions that you want us to pass on to the mayor.
Absolutely.
I'd be more than happy to do that. If people want to connect with your office, how can they connect with your office?
So they can call 268-4331, and typically they go through Megan Lovely. She is an outstanding individual who's we're fortunate to have working for the city, or they can email me at jlongwell@wichita.gov, or reach out in a number of different ways, whether it's through one of the call-in shows or walk with the mayor, or go through Kirk Short, and we'll help you find your next dream house together.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate that plug.
My pleasure.
Well, thank you guys. And until next time on Real Conversations with Kirk, I'll see you then.